only one of the last 10 seasons. So in most of those previous years, her fastest time would only have gotten her to second at the most. Mm. And in 1 year, she would have been as low as 12th.
You know what, for men or
no,
for women?
No,
for
women. To other women. Wow. So that's pretty
impressive, yeah.
So I mean, even though, you know, yes, a man who became a woman.
He's not the best man.
He isn't.
I'm sorry. Yo, that sounded wrong, but he ain't the best of us, yo. This dude ain't even our best, but yeah.
On March 17th, we had our first openly transgender woman to win an NCAA swimming title. Mm-hmm. Her name is Leah Catherine Thomas. Uh-huh. So the question is, is it fair for a transgender woman to compete in women's sports? You guys think about that.
You want to be supportive of all communities, right? You want to be supportive of anyone that wants to compete, is willing to train and work hard and, you know, try to test their mettle and see if they're the best at something. You want to compete at the highest level. So I understand that piece of it. I also understand, you know, the component where there are females that feel like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. This doesn't feel fair because on a biological level, couldn't get that word out. There are some differences, right? And, you know, even with, you know, treatments and stuff, it doesn't necessarily edge that out. And I think both sides have a fair argument, and I really don't know how you approach it without either side feeling either targeted and left out. And I think that's my biggest issue right here, is because I know there are huge supporters of the LGBTQ community that are saying, like, there's nothing wrong with this. Like, you know, everyone should be able to compete. I recognize that. I respect that. But I also understand that, you know, there are women who feel like, look, I've been in this sport forever. I've competed. I've worked my butt off to be here. And now I'm being asked to compete against someone that is different from me. Mm-hmm. And though I can identify, and you know what, I want everyone to feel like they have a place where they can compete. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly fair, you know? And I think when you start targeting the other side and saying, oh, you're being small-minded and you're being a bigot, that's not fair either, you know? Right. And I think that's the place that we find ourselves. Personally, if I'm talking off the grip, knowledge that I have, I feel like it's not fair. Mm. And maybe fair is a relative statement. So if we're talking about, all right, you're shooting pool, or it's archery, okay, maybe that's a little different. But if it's like running or swimming where there's some level of physicality involved, understanding that there's a biological difference, maybe there's something there, maybe there isn't. I don't know. You know, maybe I've got to educate myself. But off the grip, if I'm just thinking fresh off the top, and I'm open to, you know, any suggestions, recommendations, people that want to share their thoughts on this, because, listen, I'm here to learn. I'm always trying to be a better version of myself. But right off the grip, if I'm being very straightforward, it doesn't feel fair to me. Right. You know, even though there's this potential information that shows that you're not always necessarily, you know, transgender women aren't necessarily a dominant force always when you kind of look at wins and time frames and stuff like that. But you still can't change the fact that there is a difference, you know, and I think that's where you get me.
Before I get on to Reggie, I didn't give like a little bit of background there. So what we have is there was a Leah Catherine Thomas at one point was
a male swimmer.
A male swimmer, yeah.
Before you go there.
Yes.
Yo, I just want to share this meme that Ricardo showed me. So I was like, I had to make sure to do my research. So this dude.
Yes.
When he was a boy, was it Lee? What was his name as a boy?
Will.
Will. So Will was ranked 462 as a male in swimming. Uh-huh. And as a woman, he's ranked number one. Bro. So there's this meme. I will put it in the thing. That's crazy. So there is a huge advantage, but I'll let you finish with that. I just thought that meme was interesting.
So Will
Yeah.
Will Thomas, He actually, I know he ranked, what did you say, 462?
462.
But he also as well, when he worked, when he swam for University of Penn, yeah. Pennsylvania.
Okay.
He actually was a pretty good swimmer.
Okay.
As a male. Like there were some races, I think the 500 where he, I think he won a 500.
Oh, really?
500, if I'm not mistaken, it was the 500 freestyle. Mm. So he actually was a pretty decent swimmer.
Gotcha.
As a boy.
Okay.
So with that said, so with Will going to Leah,
yeah.
The advantage is that, well, the rules for NCAA is that for a person to a transgender woman, which is male to female, yeah. For a person, a transgender, they would have to go through testosterone suppression for a year.
That makes sense.
Because they believe that
I give them advantage.
I give them advantage for testosterone. And there's been like a lot of research on, I'm sorry, there hasn't been a lot of research on that as far as athletes, mm-hmm. elite athletes.
Yeah.
There's been like a little bit of research, but the main person who's done a lot of research on this, Dr. Timothy Roberts, and he's a pediatrician and a professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City. And he worked on transgender men and women
okay.
from the Air Force. And because it's a military, he's able to track them from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so for the first year, if you go from a man to a woman, you still have a great advantage.
Okay.
But after 2 years, the gap tightens, but you're still able to run faster than a woman by 12%.
Okay.
Okay. So you'll always be able to run faster.
Problem is this. Yeah. This is the problem.
Yeah.
We don't have enough data.
Got you.
Long-term data that's tracked a transgender woman, an elite transgender woman,
yeah.
over a long period of time to see without testosterone,
yeah.
to see how that would affect their bodies and will we become even as far as women and men. We don't know that yet. But there is data that shows that there is a decline in strength.
Mm-hmm.
There's a decline as far as endurance as they have a suppression of testosterone.
Mm.
So
okay.
So ultimately what we're saying is through the treatments that this somehow creates a handicap on a transgender woman's potential strength or but yet testosterone that somehow evens the playing field, because it doesn't sound like it's necessarily evening the playing field. It sounds like, you know what, you're putting that individual a little closer
yeah.
to the playing field, and yeah. and I think that's where it gets complicated, right? Because even if you're saying that, okay, well, it's not a large margin, you know, using the example is the running, like it's only 12%. Well, technically, isn't that still an advantage?
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. No, and I think that's what it comes down to. Like, I think both things can be true, right? You can recognize that we need to create a space where everyone competing
yeah.
is comfortable
mm-hmm.
and it's not just exclusive to one grouping. But in order to do that, there needs to be communication. And you have to figure out a way to create that space while making it perfectly fair. Fair in the sense that, all right, you may be taller, you may be leaner, you may be stronger, but you know what? We know that at there was a starting point where, you know what, we all carry, there's some equality. And I think that's where it gets tough. More research. You know, it's another thing to us thinking like, well, what happens if you kind of put it to a vote to the females operating in that space, right? Like, I don't know how you make it fair. That's the thing. Like, I don't know how you do it. So what if it's a situation where it's like, okay, well, you know, we're going to put this to a vote. You know, we're going to rally, you know, the multitude of females operating in this particular sport, get them to weigh in and see how they feel about it. And if the majority of the vote comes back and says, like, yo, I'm okay with this, then guess what? Play ball. Because you know what? Like, and maybe that number, I don't know, 60%, 70%.
But that sounds like a great idea. But think about it like this. What if the vote was about black people? Mm. Should we allow them into our race, I mean, when you do a vote based on what the majority wants,
pretty good question.
It sounds great, off surface level, but I'm just gonna use it as say if it was blacks or Mexicans or Asian or, you know, just if you try to, you know.
So then how do you bridge the barrier? Because what the other thing is, what you can't argue is that, you know what, at the end of the day, you're not comparing apples to apples.
That's correct.
So at some point, you have to figure out a way to communicate. And, you know, just to say, like, this is what it is, you got to deal with it, that doesn't necessarily feel fair, right?
So what they've done is, so old rules were, you know, if I'm speaking just for transgender women, men to women. It was just 1 year of suppression of testosterone. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sorry, back in the day for, used to be where you, for the Olympics, mm-hmm. it was kind of crazy. It was 1 year of suppression for testosterone. And then you had to have a full change of genitals.
Okay. Ooh.
Right. Then they changed that. Yeah. And it's just 1 year of suppression. Now, because of what happened with the race, they made it where any sport in the NCAA is case by case.
Okay.
So it isn't like a blanket where it is one rule for all.
Right.
They do it case by case.
But doesn't that get tricky when there isn't a clear guideline?
It does, but the swimming, USA Swimming, it made it even more stringent. What they did was they won a 3 year. Of suppression of testosterone. Mm. 3 years.
3 years? Wow.
After 3 years, then you can race.
Okay.
So, I mean, the thing about it is there isn't a clear cutter.
Right.
But we have to have data. We have to learn.
Right. We have to have the conversations, right?
Right. Because we can't just say, no, you can't.
Right.
I mean, we have to figure out what is best
and
for everyone.
And the thing is, even to say, yes, you can, you still have to allow an outlet to the people that feel some kind of way, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's where it gets tricky. It's not all in or all out. I'm not mad that, you know, a transgender woman can participate. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. The same way you can't be mad if someone feels some kind of way about it. And that's where it feels like it gets a little tricky. It's like, if you say something, you're a bigot, you know, like, and it's kind of like finding a way where maybe not everyone is comfortable, but hopefully the masses are, right? That's what you kind of hope for.
Well, go ahead.
No, I was just say, so to me, wouldn't it be easier if they came up with a transgender group, not group, but, you know, like,
their own race.
Not category. Like, yeah, race. When you say race, I was like, you mean race of humans? No, you mean race, like they're meat. Yeah. Okay, cool. I was like, category. So, yeah, if they came up with going to be, that would be a better playing field in a sense, because now you got, because the women that were women are not going to have advantage, actually, in the men. Ah, shit. This shit is all over the place. Think about it.
Because there are, like, a lot of terms and words that confusing.
Because I'm like, let's say, for instance, if you're a woman and you became a man, right?
Right.
Then you have you're disadvantaged already.
And they don't have any rules for them. They okay.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you put them in the same group, it's going to be messed up anyway.
You know why?
No. Someone help me understand. Why is there no questions, no issues raised around that?
Because they feel like they're not going to do anything anyway.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, that's what, I mean, that's what they feel like. They feel like they are women, so they're not strong enough. I'm assuming they're not strong enough, fast enough, so they're not going to beat us anyway. So why should we have why should we treat them, or why should we give them a handicap? We shouldn't.
Mm. I'm glad you mentioned that, because in the concept of all things is fear, if we were sitting down watching an MMA match, and it was male versus female, right? And female is just whomping on this dude, right? Like, just whomping on him, beats him. As dudes, we're going to be like, yo, go, girl, go with your bad self. Like, you know, you're going to celebrate.
Right.
Now you take that same scenario and you flip it, and you've got a male here that's just absolutely obliterating this female.
Watch it.
People would be in an uproar, and it'll be like, and that's why a concept of all things are fair, it's a great concept. But in practice, it doesn't always, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't always carry well.
Leah, yes, she was number one swimmer this year, right? She won, like, a lot of races. And was, like, supposed to be the, you know, smashing all the records.
Yeah.
But due to Newsweek, they did some research. the data suggests that while Thomas was the fastest swimmer in the category this season,
yeah,
she actually would have been the fastest swimmer in only one of the last 10 seasons. So in most of those previous years, her fastest time would only have gotten her to second at the most. Mm. And in 1 year, she would have been as low as 12th.
You know what, for men or for women?
For women.
So, wow. That's pretty impressive, yeah.
So a man who became a woman.
He's not the best man.
He isn't.
I'm sorry. Yo, that sounded wrong, but he ain't the best of us, yo. This dude ain't even our best, but God.
And the only other season that she would have gotten the fastest time was in 2019 and 2020.
Yeah. As far as long-term stats, that makes sense, but how does that apply to the females that competed this year? You know, because it's like, if I'm competing this year, I know what happened last year. Yeah, maybe I'm not going to break any records, but you know what? I'm here to compete now, and I want to win now. You know?
In every sport or any job or whatever, we evolve, we learn, right? For instance, I used to work on a railroad, right? A lot of rules we made for the railroad were made in blood. We learn from that stuff. We learn because people died from it. Unfortunately, the rules are made to better, but somebody had to suffer because of it.
Right.
So in us adding transgender women and men into a certain sport or field or whatnot, they're going to be winners and losers.
Right.
This is how it's going to be until we learn the data, get the data, and we evolve. We have to learn from our mistakes.
Right.
So that's how we become a better sport. We become better as far as understanding. We can become where we don't feel so negative about it, because I'm going to be honest. Everyone that I asked about it always was negative.
Yeah.
Because we kind of have like a thought in our head, like it's Juwanna Man, the movie Juwanna Man.
That's what I'm saying. It's negativity on both sides.
You feel like it's actually a person who just trying to get an advantage.
Yeah.
When we have real issues like gender dysphoria, you know, where you're a man or you're a woman, but you're not comfortable being a man or a woman.
Yeah.
You know, so for a person to want to do this, be a transgender woman or transgender man, they're not doing it for, you know, to be number one in the U.S. or the best. I mean, it comes at a cost. You lose your friends. Sometimes you lose your family. You lose your privacy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can lose yourself as well, because even though you're making this transition and you're thinking you're becoming happy, when the world is picking on you, I mean, it could be emotionally, mentally devastating to some people. So it
doesn't start or stop with Leah, right? It's everyone that's involved. It's the people she's competing about, right? It's the heat that the NCAA is dealing with right now as far as trying to find the answer. But I thought what you said, it was so well put. Like, these things need to happen in order for us to improve. You know, unfortunately, there's not always an easy fix. There isn't always an easy answer. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, there are sometimes dire consequences before we can move forward in order to learn from our mistakes or how we can improve. So that was really well put.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you your thoughts. Like, I don't know if I got like your official thoughts on it. Like, where do you stand on?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Just like you said, you don't want to be a big, you don't want to be this, but there's how sensitive our society is, man. It's like, this is something else you can't speak on, because it's like, is there a right? Is there a wrong? But in the same sense, you want to be fair. So you got to imagine what it is for these, let's say these women that are like fighting for all these rights for inclusion and equality, right? For transgenders and whatnot and you know, LGBTQ. And let's say you're a collegiate athlete, and next you know, your scholarship's up for grabs by someone you're fighting for these rights for, and all of a sudden your shit is like, you know what I mean? Like how that must feel. I don't know if it might feel like a betrayal or how they, you know, just, I'm just thinking it from a woman's perspective. Like, damn, you know, this is something else I have to fight. And I don't even know if they think of it like, I got to fight a man for, you know what I mean? Like, oh shit. Now this is, like you said, now this is jumping into my category, and it's like, oh my gosh. Not only if I was competing for, you know, a man to get this position as far as, but now I'm competing for a man for my own gender. Mm-hmm. So, I just think of it from that perspective. That's why I said it has to be in order to like make it fair, but then you exclude, then you do the total opposite of what you're trying to do. You defeat the purpose, because if you create a category from now, you're excluding them again.
Now it's exclusion. Exactly.
And now they're looked upon again, and now they're outed and you know, feeling. Yeah, man, it's just really a subject that there's no right or wrong. Like you said, you need data, you need experience to see how things go. But I mean, kudos to people that are trying to deal with it, because I don't know I wouldn't know which way to go.
Well, I spoke to a transgender man, which is going to be a woman to a man.
Yeah.
I really wanted to get someone on the show, but it's kind of hard to do that without them being, what's the word, criticized or victimized. So,
I got you.
So I just wanted to ask a simple question to them was, you know, do you think it was fair
for
Leah Catherine Thomas?
Yeah.
And they also they agreed with us that it wasn't fair because of their answer was because of the time frame of them still only being a year removed from, you know, being a man. Mm-hmm. They also, believe that as time goes on, you lose the muscle.
The mass.
The muscle mass, the strength as time goes on. Because there was this, remember in the Olympics, the transgender woman who was a man who became a woman that was in the powerlifting from New Zealand. And,
I did remember read about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He didn't. He wasn't able to make it. He wasn't able to do a able to bring up his waist above his head.
Oh, really? Was that a jerk?
I'm sorry.
Clean and jerk.
Yeah.
What is it?
No, it wasn't clean and jerk. It was just the one where you hold it up.
Oh, okay.
You know, so I think she had 3 attempts.
Oh wow.
Could not make one of them. I watched it and I was like, whoa, like that's crazy how, but she took somebody else's spot. Mm. And could not make the cut. Not make it. But, you know, she was a man at one time.
Yeah.
And now is a woman. So maybe that played a part into her strength. Mm. Her ability to be able to hold on to the weight. I don't know. Mm. So.
Well, it's a touchy topic. And I don't think this will be going on for quite some time until it's considered normalcy. Right now we're still in
in the learning stage.
Yeah, we're in the learning stage of premature.
We are. Gathering data.
Yeah, right now. So yeah.
And Bro Rand's family, you know how we roll, right? We're open to feedback, your thoughts, any criticism. We sit up here and we joke a lot, but we try to be very mindful on the topics that we cover and the individuals and how they're impacted by these topics. So, you know, if there's something that was said today that you felt was maybe not
accurate,
tasteful, or was, you know, what it wasn't executed, there's areas for improvement, please share. You know, we are open. I'm open to learning. Like I said, the goal is always to be a better version of yourself. And when I provide my stance on it, again, I openly admit there's some ignorance there, right? Because this isn't something that you're able to learn in just a couple of nights. You can do the research, you could dig in, but I kind of keep falling back to the same space, and maybe that's because we have a lack of information at this point. But I'm open. You know, we're open, so please share, let us know.